So this is episode 11.
Best number. Two ones.
With me today is Mikey Shiraz.
Good day.
He is both rock star, promoter, and record label all in one.
The total package. I'm drunk.
Sounds like a good setup. So let's start.
Okay.
What bands are you in?
What bands are you in? I mean, my main one is Mr. Shiraz. Yeah. I'm sure you've all heard of them. They're wonderful. And I've also got, how do I call it? A spandex covers band. Wow. Available for parties.
Available for parties.
Colin Tony's Appetite. Which is just with two of the members of Shiraz and a boss and my friend.
Boss and my friend.
Yeah.
And so you guys just cover ridiculous.
Yes, AC/DC, Motley Crue, wear spandex. Put things on pants to make it look like we're more hung than we actually are.
Wait. Oh.
No, that was me.
Oh. So, didn't you guys do this? You did the spandex thing for that party for Monica's, right?
Yeah, we did, yes. Was that the first one? No, that wasn't the first one. The first one was actually for the guitarist in Antonio's Appetite's birthday.
Oh, of course, yes.
And then we decided it was really good fun and got him to join it.
Was that just a case of you should come on stage at first and then
me and Dean have known each other since we were about 14, 15. It's one of those things where we've always gone like, oh, we should set up a band together, blah, blah, blah. It just never happened because I set up Shiraz and went in one direction.
He was pretty serious about his music.
Yeah. And he was in the army for a little bit and then realised that probably really sucks because people try and kill you all the time. So realised to come back out and play guitar again. Cool. So after 16 years, we finally pulled his fingers out. And said, done something ever, which is just the most ridiculous
cheesy band ever. So how long have Shiraz been existing?
Shiraz have been together forever.
Like 8 or 12 years?
11 years. But this incarnation we've got at the moment, which I call version 2, I should really call it like version 4 or something. We've been together. When did Fonts go? Almost 2 years. A year and a half.
Is that when Carl came?
Yeah, we kind of changed direction a bit and stuff like that.
That makes sense. He's a very good vocalist, so.
Do you think?
I think he works well. He can get out. Yeah. Hey, if you want a replacement.
Come on, join us, yeah. Just been in the studio today with Kerry, like, putting down some vocals on his new album. And,
how long have we been waiting for this album?
Years.
Wasn't there a newspaper article about it saying that it was going to come out pretty soon?
Yeah. But it has been a long time. Like, his first album came out end of this year, it'll be 5 years ago. And this is album number 2.
Did you have any APs in between?
No. we did a single which we never released, and a video. We did two singles which we never released.
Was it a video that was on a bus or something like that?
No, that was from the first album.
Oh, okay.
We did one for Old School Debauchery. We were on his old label. And they paid for us to go to London and record like the single. And we did a video for it, which was pretty wicked.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened there. And then did this other song called Asthma, and we got this company to do a video for that, which was wicked.
Cool.
And then Fonts said he was leaving the band. And I was like, fine, I'm not going to release that. So Scott, this guy's hard work and spent months making this video, and I was just like, nah, yeah. I'm not using it. But thanks, dude. It's on YouTube, yeah, it's a good video.
It's enough.
And I made a video for Educators myself, and I was bored one afternoon.
Yeah. Was that you and Ben?
Me and Ben jamming, yeah. It's like that Prick Machine. Just because we were bored one afternoon.
The puppets.
Yeah, that's a wicked video. That's on YouTube too. But then that was only a demo version of a song that's going to be on the new album.
Oh, wow.
So I'll have to do it again with more budget.
More budget.
Bigger puppets, yeah. Or something like that. But yeah, so it's like, this is like the fourth version of the second album. But it is proper close now because we've got to do the gang vocals this Thursday. Mm-hmm. And it's just got to be mixed and then it's done. I can't think of a title for it.
Titles are always. We've only just figured out our latest one for Kiranon.
What's that?
What is that actually? Complaints Department. Yeah.
I was thinking that fashionably late. And every idea comes where.
It's on the internet.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Every sort of like title come up with, I'm not going to swear, actually, I'm going to say poo-pooed it. Okay. But, you know, some pretty shoddy names like Kids Are Fit. And, just things that make me laugh, which don't make anybody else laugh.
Yeah, because you just need that context, really.
Yeah. It's going to be a wicked album. It kicks ass. Actually, I was listening to it. It sounds like Dave No More Reformed got a worse singer and recorded a new album, which is really good. I'm not saying I'm a shit singer or anything, I'm just saying my pattern's better.
Yeah, well, no one can really get the vocal range that bad.
Nah,
yeah,
jeez.
I'm pretty
high.
Yeah. I think you'd listen to it and go, wow, they've ripped us off. Well, there's not an original idea on this. No, there is. There's not some original ideas.
Yeah, yeah. Carl brings those ones in.
No. If it was Carl, we'd sound like Nickelback. You see, he comes across it all, tries to be all rock and roll and cool. But he listens to Nickelback and Blackstone Jerry.
He just wants to hear
the Deftones. I'm just like, wow, that's terrible.
Let's get a Chad Kroeger all over that.
Yeah, man. That person, oh, God. Gotta hear that band.
Cool. So, why do you separate your bookings and your recordings? Mm. Why isn't this just one thing together?
Because if one felt the sup, then everyone can still live. Yeah. Yeah, and I started bookings. Well, I didn't actually start, I got hired to work for them originally. And then the person who did Fat Cat bookings owned Party House Records.
Okay.
And I wanted to do my own label, mm-hmm. and they said I could do it through Party House Records. I was like, no, because Party House Records is an awful name.
Yeah. I mean, you'd expect it to be kind of dance and techno.
Yeah. Well, and what they were doing, it was all just happy ska punk, where it's not really what I want to release. So I came up with a...
You could totally sign my other band on that.
Oh, yeah, it's like a... No, they might listen. Good band. I'm not laughing at the band, I'm laughing at the joke.
Yeah, that was a great role.
No, you're a good band, man. I like how you all play together.
Yeah,
no, you people come watch and they like you. That's good.
They nodded.
Yeah.
They stayed around for a song.
Well, a few. You know, I stayed around for a couple too.
Oh, wow.
Like, even the barman stayed around.
Yeah. The guy at the door was making sure that no one was
getting out.
So then, Party Records, why?
Party House Records.
Yeah, Party House.
Yeah, well, that's my friend Adam, and he's got, that's like, Party House is his main company.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't want that. He's like, mainly now he's working for 2 miles, he's just working his 4 year. He's just on the King Blues tour. He did Real Big Fish tour.
Cool.
Now he's off over to America to Social Distortion tour.
Wow.
And he's doing the Warp tour, and he's just so busy. So I basically went zonks and made Fat Cat bookings mine.
Cool.
Yeah, and that was good. And then, because when I first got there, when he hired me, he was to look after some ska punk bands. Yeah. And then
I started trying the cat kind of things going on.
No, that's I just met them from booking for a gig at the last minute. Didn't really know much about him. Noticed they were amazing.
Yeah.
Got hammered with amazing smells and vodka. Oh. Then became friends and they just always come back now, which is great. Yeah, but no, it was a lot of, like, UK ones, because Party House Records had so many bands and they were all in this booking agency. So I came on, and while Adam was away working, I sacked half of the roster and hired in some better bands, so that was good.
Reputation for
I thought I needed things linking with my name, which weren't gonna suck ass, really.
So who is on this roster? Looking at,
I guess the biggest one's AC4, which is the guys that Refused, and cool. It's the first time they've played together in 12 years.
Wow.
And I pulled that together just by pure luck, because everyone believed last year that Refused were getting back together, because
this
website went up saying, like, the Refused coming soon and stuff like that, and everyone was like, oh, they're getting back together, but I was like, nah, they're not. Surely not, man. You know, so they're all like, Anna Guevara, right, you know, they've got all these beliefs. So I heard that a few of them had set up a new band called AC4, just a basic hardcore punk band. And I used an old invention called MySpace to contact them.
No way.
I said, you got a UK tour, so I'll book it for you. And they said yes.
Cool.
It was wicked. And it was easy to book, but the hardest tour I think I've ever had to look after.
Really?
So much shit.
Ridiculous party animals.
No, not at all. Stretch.
Oh, man.
With strong beliefs, they won't do any press. Oh. Unless you run a fanzine and you're under 18. They don't like talking about refused. They want to... So, yeah, basically, they're going out at X amount of money. You know, it wasn't a cheap tour.
No.
But they weren't too happy about convincing them to let them put, you know, former members of Refuse on the poster. Like, you know, that took some doing. Where, look, you're going out a lot of money and you will actually promote the fact that you use Refuse.
Yeah. Yeah. But you've got this build-up beforehand.
Yeah, so, like, some of the shows weren't very well attended. Some were, you know. They were really good. Enjoyed him. He was one of the greatest frontmen I've ever seen.
Wow.
But apart from that, I've got some bands like Adam, who like
I've heard those.
Thrash and Rising Records. Sorry, I hate that record label.
Stole.
Yeah. Who else? Yeah. I've got a great Mexican ska band called Los Kung Fu Monkeys, who were over in May. The Toasters, who were just legends. Mm-hmm. Like,
they're a ska band as well, right?
Yeah. New York ska. The singer Booker, he owns Megalith Records, and he was the founder of Moon Sky Records, and he actually introduced Third Wave Sky to the US. He's like a big deal. He's a badass man. He knows everything about everything, and you won't mess with him.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, great beard. He's like, oh, my. He's a cockney.
Yeah.
Who lives in Spain, lives in a New York ska band, you know. But what a good dude.
That sounds like quite an interesting life.
Yeah, you won't get any bullshit off that dude, you know. And if you give him any, he'll put you over his knee and he'll spank
you out. So then what else? You got Dead by Dawn Records.
Dead by Dawn Records.
How does that differentiate? That's
my new venture. I originally came up with the thing for that because... We got burned pretty bad by his last label, like really bad, you know. They promised us all sorts and decided to rip us off and not tell us. That's not like a label. That's not the music business. Surely everybody helped each other out and then buy you a cow with a swimming pool in the corner. But yeah, so...
You just do coke off like hookers all the time. That's what you're meant to be doing with the labels.
That's it, that's what they sell for you. But no, he was like, you know, you... The most pessimistic dude, the guy who owned it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I thought, I had a look into it. Like, we signed a publishing deal, which was wicked. I didn't know that actually every gig you play, you get paid from, but you also earn more money, you know, from BRS.
BRS.
So we got this deal and, with Bomber Music, who are wicked, Donna Rhodes, that's awesome. And he was like, right, I need a list of your gigs. I was like,
really?
Which gigs? So all of them ever. It's like, yes, I had to go back over like 9 years of gigs and just like made this big list. But now, like every couple of months, we get a nice check through, and they look for everything, and they're really cool. So I realised, well, I thought labels are that, and they don't at all. So I thought I could do this. So I got the rights back to his first album.
Uh-huh.
I got some new artwork done for it, and they re-released it digitally on like Spotify
and iTunes
like that. Got the ISRC codes changed, so...
So the completely...
Yeah, yeah, so the... Oh, they're looking to find out or do anything about it. And I only did it for that reason.
Yeah.
And I really realised a lot of my friends are really good bands who don't get any publicity and stuff like that, and should, so I thought, right, well, maybe I'll
bootstrap them. Yeah.
So, yeah, I've got... The first one was Leo Brazil on his Twitch.
Yeah.
Good guys, you know, been a long time.
I did that photography.
Yeah, really good band, man. Yeah. Then we've got a pretty new band, actually, called The Coroners, and I don't know what it is, I just liked them.
They just have that good vibe.
Yeah, it's like no one's really doing anything what they're doing at the moment. And Robertson is a really good songwriter.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's going to take some doing with those guys, you know, to, like, push them, but they're hungry and stuff. And I'm going to release their single for them in a couple of months. They've just sent it me today, and they're going back into the studio to record the bass line, do some backing vocals. I've got a new bassist, and they were asking if I think they should do it. Like, is it going to be better? If so, yeah, do it. Going then, Pim, I want to release their album when it's done, because Kerry, he's producing the Shiraz album. He owns GN Studios.
Yes,
Pim are one of the greatest bands from Huddersfield's ever produced. Should be massive, but for some reason they're not. So I want to sort that out. And also me and Kerry have been like playing since we were 11, And he's a really funny dude with some strong opinions that just make me laugh constantly. So yeah, I'm definitely going to release that one. And we've got hopefully got some deals on the table for Shiraz's album, but if not, I can still like release it myself then.
Try some new ideas.
Yeah.
Experiment it. Good call. Yeah. Especially like grabbing your old rights for your music is a good move.
Oh god, yeah. Yeah, especially nowadays, like all the labels ignored everything that was going on digitally for years and it's now completely bitten in the ass and the playing fields are completely level now.
Yeah.
It used to be such a big deal to get a deal, but now it doesn't matter in the slightest.
We self-released all our music lately now.
Best way to keep that way, you're keeping the rights to everything. Yeah, just get a publishing deal and be happy.
You can just spam all your friends with your band on Spotify.
Yeah, totally. You know, it's like Spotify. I mean, you get micro royalties. Yeah. A penny for every million times.
We were just talking about this in the office with Ian, who does Rhombus, and he was saying they've roughly earned about £1 of 100,000 plays.
Yeah, that's the good shit. But it's cool being on Spotify, man. You know, it's like the best jukebox in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me well happy.
Well, it's definitely.
And for some reason, people just think like, you know, if you're on Spotify,
you're
like, no way, you're on Spotify. Like, shit, yeah, I'm on Spotify.
I'll send you some of my tracks.
Yeah. Aerosmith's on Spotify. I'm on Spotify. AC/DC isn't. Which therefore makes us a bigger band.
Yeah, definitely.
The Beatles? Who? Are they on Spotify? I don't give a shit, man. I am.
It's definitely the right attitude to have.
Yeah, right.
Cool. Right. What are we on? We're on about 20 minutes.
Really? Oh, I'm enjoying this.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some other stuff.
Okay. What about being a DJ in the parish? How's that going for you?
That's good, man.
Yeah. And you're running the venue quite often. Like, do you jump between these two all the time?
The venue, that's when I used to have the West and I went under. And Carl, who was there at the time, would tell me, he said, do you want to come and start looking at the venue?
We're actually getting Carl in on...
Oh, yeah, cool.
2 days' time.
Oh, really? Sweet.
Yeah.
My geeky brother.
Yeah, literally. That's the topic I sent him. In fact, he replied on Twitter while we were actually recording this about when he's going to come.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's going... Yeah, cool. 6 p.m.
See you at 6 p.m.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, Carl's a genius, man. He used to manage Shiraz, actually.
Did he?
Got some right stories about that dude, what happened to him on tour. Shall I tell you one?
Let's go with one of these.
But babies. Don't tell him, yeah.
Right, we will not tell him. We've told him.
But Carl, the person who's been in his podcast in 2 days' time, my not even brother from my mother, my brother from my mum. Yeah, when he was managing, I remember we were in... Czech Republic? Yeah, Czech Republic.
Nice.
And we got there really late. Like, we missed this ferry. Because we're shit. We got dropped off in the wrong country. So it was two manager had to come and pick us up in Holland instead of Belgium. And we had to race down to Czech Republic to play a gig that night. We got there about 3 hours after the gig had finished. But... The bar was still open.
The bar was
still not closed.
Look out.
Yes, and we were staying there anyway, so they let us in and gave us some free drinks. And this old woman had some killer weed. And we're like, can we have some? And she was like, yeah, if I can kiss this dude. not Carl, Alfonso. She was like, we were like, yeah, you can. So Fonz went in for a peck, she went in for a full on tongue lash and gave us this killer weed. And we were doing shots of absinthe and like smoking this weed. And then we all went to his room. And Carl disappeared. And it turned out he was vomiting in the toilet while shitting at the same time. It was great. He told me like never to tell anyone about it. And the minute we came back off tour, I had a radio interview. And they were asking how the tour went. And all I didn't say about any of the gigs, but the thing I was talking about was... That incident. It was just so happy.
The most memorable point of it.
Yeah, a lot of messed up stuff goes on too, but that just made me giggle so much. Yeah.
So you also did a pretty big tour in America and
I've done 13 European tours, which are always the best. That's where the stupidest shit in the world happens.
How do you book these? Were these self-booked tours?
Europe was a total, you know, they always say about you got to be in the right place at the right time. That was, we played a gig and it was a band from somewhere.
Yeah.
And their driver and booking agent stuff took a liking to us and offered us a tour. And we were like, you know, you always get offered shit. You know, people are like, oh, I'm going to do this for you. You never hear it. Yeah, and then like a few weeks later, we're like, oh, man, you this is my Belgian accent as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You guys want to come out to Belgium and play a festival? And we're like, yeah, man, that sounds cool. When? He's like, a week on Saturday. I got you 4 gigs. You're going to be there for 3 days. I was like, sick. So, yeah, we did that. And people liked us, and we just kept going back and stuff.
And everything just worked out beautifully.
Yeah.
Cool.
In America, I went out. My friends were recording an album in California with Zebrahead and that, like, he asked me to go out to sing a verse for him, and I was like, this is the most rock and roll shit I've ever heard. So I played a ticket and flew to California in January with loads of winter curlers, not realizing it's all out there. Recorded this, went out all the time, and got just kind of like what I do normally. And got drunk. And it all kind of came from that, because they got talking to some woman online who I thought was a girl I'd met while I was there, and it wasn't.
You just had this kind of automatic report, because you presumed you already knew just like, best mates for the beginning.
So then I got, they invited us out there to do a US tour. Wow. And we killed the headliner every night. It was awesome.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. That was good. Fonts taking, what was it? Sativa for the first time. Tripping while we were filming him. Don't tell my mum. Don't tell my mum running off. It was cool.
I've seen a few of those videos. I have actually, considering I don't know if they've been on the internet.
Got to a plane in Seattle and got on stage and go, could you even Seattle? I feel like I was like the grunge god of the world.
Beautiful.
Yeah, go to Vegas. Vegas was awesome.
I imagine. You actually played a gig in Vegas?
2 gigs, man. Ooh. Yeah, we stayed in the casino. It was. Most of the band spent the daytimes in the hot tubs, like where the bubbles and stuff outside. And me and Tori were on the 1 cent machines drinking free champagne cocktails. Just getting ridiculously annihilated. I remember, like, about 4 o'clock in the morning, I thought it'd be a great idea to be half man, half woman. So I had my hair down on one side and up on the other, and half my
body
in full makeup. The other half, and just strutting through this casino like I was like Rambo's mum and dad. It was a good night.
I'd love to go to Las Vegas.
Mm. It's cool, man, if you gamble and drink some free.
Oh.
And there's bowling alleys and everything inside the casinos, everything you ever want.
You could just live inside it. Well, they've got the world's biggest hotel as well. So, like, that one's kind of...
There was a place where it rains inside, like a mall that you walk through. And at certain times of day, like, it all clouds over inside. You're like, ooh, and it just starts pissing down. Everyone's like, what is this thing? And, like, it's rain, man. We get it all the time. Rain in a desert, this doesn't happen. Yeah, it's good.
Certainly unexpected.
Oh my god. It's like I live somewhere wet. And all the grass is fake.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Sounds a bit like Dubai, actually, upon reflection.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Never been. I'm scared about the giant insects that can kill you.
Isn't it? Yeah, same
way. I've never been to Australia.
Yeah.
Because everything can kill you, even the clouds, man.
There's nothing safe in Australia.
No, there's not. Even your own mother over there is poisonous. Everything can kill you. But then you go to New Zealand and everything's safe.
And everybody loves New Zealand.
I heard that there's no spiders in New Zealand. Really? This is true. But I see it now as this like amazing, amazing heaven. I can go to one and just go, spiders? No.
What are they?
Yeah, yeah. You go to people, you have a spiders here. What's a spider? I can't do
it. I presume it'd be the same.
What's a spider, mate?
What's a spider?
Well, I was like, Luca Boris, the heavy enough spider. Not my best sight. Sheep.
Sheep and hills.
Is that true? Is there any truth in that?
I really can't imagine it's true.
But imagine if it was.
I know.
It's one of those things which I've totally convinced myself to be completely true.
But, like, New Zealand is the utopia, basically.
Yeah. It's like, nobody's got a top button and there's no spiders. So I can live happily.
That's
and all cool. Women are hot and easy.
And it's just like Lord of the Rings, basically, as well.
Yeah.
It's all pretty.
So there's dragons and ogres and shit.
Yeah, no spiders, except that giant one in the Lord of the Rings.
That's not alright, that's a massive thing about.
You'd be able to really away from that.
No spiders, a quick one. One of the quickest beasts on the planet, I mean. And it can swing. And they have loads of eyes and they have a million babies at once.
Yeah.
Spiders are wankers.
They definitely have an evolutionary advantage over us.
Yeah. Eight legs. 4 million eyes.
Yeah.
Full of poison.
Yeah.
They can climb up walls.
Yeah.
They can scare humans.
They can shoot webs.
Guns.
Guns. That's a power and a half, dude.
That's spiders, man. You ever seen Arachnophobia?
Yeah.
It's awful, isn't it? That was a PG, dude.
Wonderful. I watched the movie, and then went up the stairs, and was there's a fucking spider with a body of 5 centimeters at the top of the stairs.
Where the hell are you from? Hell.
The Netherlands. There's normally no spiders above a centimeter, but this, I don't know where it came from.
But he's come out of the film.
At that point, I was running down the stairs.
That's just one of the babies, the mothers.
Yeah, I was watching him just like scratch all the way through, and then I looked at the box afterwards and said, like, PG. I was like, why is this PG? This is like the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I was singing everything. They kill one with it's on fire, they shoot with a nail gun, and it's still after him. That film's messed up, dude. All because some idiot brought the wrong thing back from home. Country.
Well,
that's what it is.
Is it very much Gremlins?
Yeah, no, but that was a gift. That was a gift. This is kind of like, did it get in the bag or something?
I think so. It's a bananas, I don't know. you'd be surprised what shipments of bananas take with.
I've heard,
all over the world.
Yeah, like people are saying, you know, they opened a banana and inside it was like a spider gorilla or something. I remember. Sorry about somebody with like a yucca plant or something that they bought at Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
And like they had it, every time they sprayed it, it was making noise like.
Yeah.
They didn't think a lot of it at first, but because it kept them doing it, they finally like phoned up Sainsbury's head office. And they were like, they'd all send some around, and there was a nest of like little scorpions inside.
Oh, wow. Oh,
nice.
And they had to like get them all out of the house and fumigate the house to kill these scorpions. So never buy a plant. I bought my mum a plant from Sainsbury's for Mother's Day.
No.
I could have inadvertently killed my mum for Mother's Day. I'm a bad son. Anyway, that's a nice flower.
Yeah, but your mum's like tiny, but little meathead, if I recall.
She could ride a scorpion.
She's
only 4 foot 11, but yeah. She's got guns. She's got proper guns. She's like a professional weightlifter. That's a truce gardener, but she's very good.
Same thing, right?
Yeah. Just lift stuff up in there.
What we have. Wow. This is the longest one ever so far.
Really?
Yeah.
How far are we?
I'd guess we're about half an hour. But that's not a worry. It's the internet. Everybody's attention span lasts forever.
That's true, this is true. And people will be listening to this going, this is actually the most interesting
thing. This is the most interesting
in my life. Yeah.
Why have I not been listening to this every single day?
Yeah. Did you know that spiders can jump out of a horse? Apart from in New Zealand.
Where there's no spiders.
Where spiders are allergic to the land. So we'll enter. Yeah, that could be why they're not there.
That could well be. Maybe
something with the mud there or something.
Something in the air.
Yeah. Could be like that film The Happening. But only against spiders.
Only against spiders.
The plants are pissed
off. New Zealand is the home of about 2,500 kinds of spiders. So it's
not
a bit more than
not just 2,500 spiders.
Yeah, altogether.
And they're all in a zoo. In one massive case. Why, really?
Yeah, but there are only 3 that you should avoid.
I'd avoid them all, dude. Are they pointing at it?
Nothing.
I don't think anything's. Maybe it's like nothing's deadly in New Zealand.
Nah, I hope so. But, I mean, it's so close to Australia.
The redback and the white-tailed spider, they sound quite scary.
Yeah, the redback, I've heard about that, a black widow. That can kill you. You might even think about
it. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's true, that's a black widow.
Yeah.
You don't want to...
You've got to learn about the things you feel. Understand how they work. Just in case you come face-to-face with one.
I thought understanding should remove your fear.
Well, I thought the only way to remove my fear was to move to New Zealand. And now that's been dashed. How many types of spiders are there in the UK?
What about the Antarctic?
The Antarctic's really cold.
This is true.
And I like hot places, and I hate spiders.
Yeah, wait.
So New Zealand was my option.
Spiders also love hot spices, though. Brazil's full of them as well.
I wouldn't go to Brazil.
Dangerous times.
Mm. They kidnap you up there, don't they?
Yeah.
I've read about them, but...
UK has only 600 types of spiders.
So West...
All of them are almost too many.
That's not true. Remember the wrestler Yokozuna?
Sorry?
Yeah. Yokozuna, the old WWF wrestler. WWE wrestler. He was a big sumo guy.
I do.
He died in England because of a spider.
Did he choke eating it?
No, no, he had a terrible fear of them. And he had it in his contract that he didn't have spiders in spiders anywhere.
Anyway.
He had to check the room and everything. Master spider in his room. Yeah, because he didn't have a heart attack.
That's actually true.
That's actually true. Killed by a spider.
Killed by a spider. But, wow. Just wow.
I don't think a spider has ever had a heart attack because of a man. So when people say, they're more scared of you than you are of them, tell Yokozuna that.
And now he's dead. Mm, I used to play him on, like, you know, on the Mega Drive WWF game. Yeah.
You just sat on him.
Yeah, definitely. That was the right solution.
Sometimes. He was one of the all-time... Wait, wasn't he? He was okay.
He was just an all right guy. I mean, but, you know... Did
I'm sure he
played like Dink and Donk back at the time.
Oh, God.
The creepy clowns.
Yeah. A monk's a dwarf.
Yeah.
Not only is he a clown, he's a dwarf. With a massive head, massive hands, and a tiny body. dressed as a clown.
Shudder.
And probably a violent drunk as well.
Definitely.
Have you seen that violent drunk dwarf in town?
No.
It's very funny.
I imagine he doesn't hang out in the same place as me.
He got thrown out of the parish once. It's, I think Cal went up and was like, hey, is there a little problem here or something? And yeah, he's crazy, man. He runs at you going,
oh.
People listening can't actually see what just happened then. But we did an impression of dwarf running. Honestly.
And shaking, yeah.
Can we call them dwarfs? Like,
I think so. I think there's a definition, like dwarfs versus midgets, depending on the
no, like midgets, you got to call them little people, which I think sounds much more insulting. But a dwarf, I don't know if it's for them. It's not really little, are they? They've got bodies, they've got massive heads.
Mm-hmm.
Massive hands.
Yeah. But it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Maybe if anybody does know, you could Twitter.
Write or
email it to the email address that we never have provided yet. Facebook one of us, that's the solution.
Yeah. Unless you're a dwarf from Zambri.
And I will post it on the next one. By the way, I'll bring it up with Carl after we talk about his story about him puking.
Oh, no, you can't do that. Only bad things could happen from that. Because I go to his house on a Tuesday when I'm around and he cooks me tea and we watch movies.
Oh.
And if he knows I told you that story, then there'd be no tea or movies for me.
Sweet, man. I'll keep it under wraps.
Cheers, man.
Let's just hope the internet can as well.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Let's hope he never listens to this. Do people listen to this? Have you had people listen to this?
Yeah, I have actually.
How many you had?
Probably about 10.
10 people?
10, yeah.
See?
That's at least 10 people that are subscribed.
That's awesome, right?
Yeah, right. So, and then,
do you know these people?
I can't tell who they are.
No way. So, well, you can't tell, or you don't know.
I don't know.
All right, you're so, I can't tell you who they are.
Yeah, it's no secret.
One's the queen.
Then there's the RIA listening in.
One's a Russian spy.
Again, yeah, if you actually are listening, it'd be cool to know.
Who are you? What do you want from us?
Jeez, I'm only doing this to talk to myself and get drunk with my friends.
I realise tonight that I do have an alcohol problem. Two things I don't like are rum and Dr. Pepper, and I'm sat here with a big glass of rum and Dr. Pepper. Well, there's this alcohol, I might as well drink it.
One put in front of me, right?
But that's to do with music, you see.
Yeah.
So, because I think I went a bit off record, a bit off the track there, talking about music, and I've gone into...
Yokozuna, spiders.
Yeah.
Well,
dwarves.
It feels a bit relevant, right?
Elephants.
Elephants. I genuinely believe we've just hit the 40-minute mark.
This is a new record. Probably a record.
I really would love to see if anybody's got this far. I'm not going to edit it very much either.
No, editing's a bad idea always.
Yeah.
You know, free speech and shit like that.
Yeah. Censorship.
Censorship controversial.
Midgets.
You mean little people? Someone's probably... There's 10 really angry people out there now. How can you say midgets?
How dare they do that?
He says something really controversial.
Hank did that on his. He kept talking about how ugly British girls are in comparison to Dutch.
Dutch girls are very nice.
They are.
I doubt my mum or anyone I don't want. I don't know. I'm just going to tell you a story about a girl who was Dutch and looked like a stroke victim.
Not laughing.
No, no, she wasn't a stroke.
She wasn't a stroke.
No, she had Bell's palsy. That's not funny, by the way. It's just the scenario was very funny. Yeah. But she was still kind of attractive, I mean. You know, still ugly, yeah.
It's fair enough. Mm-hmm. Part of fucking out.
Do you think all English women are ugly?
No. Just on average.
Just on average.
The first few weeks in England, I was here. I just the only
you didn't get a boner.
Women I saw was like this overweight with translucent white skin. Yeah. But it turned out it was mostly because I was living in a very very bad neighborhood of Sheffield.
Oh, right,
so
yeah.
As soon as I went into the student neighborhood of Sheffield, they were actually very nice to me.
Ah, cool. Yeah, but you get like in Huddersfield, like I found that whatever town you enter. Some of the girls have a certain look, so you can go, she's definitely from Manchester, and it's like, she's definitely yeah. from Huddersfield.
You could tell a London girl straight off the bat, easily. Yeah.
Tell Huddersfield ones, man. You know. The rough Huddersfield ones, we all have that, like, sort of really greasy hair.
Yeah, they're pulled back.
Self-made tattoos. Ugh. And that, awful, style? Awful voice.
Alright.
Yeah. And that, do you like doing that?
Not the first book. I love Huddersfield.
Yeah. It's a good town.
It's a good town.
Some great women in Huddersfield, though. Some very beautiful women.
I will plus one on that.
Yeah.
As I'm going to guess at least half of my readership are women. But. I mean, you know, 50-50%.
Yeah, yeah,
guess,
yeah.
Guess, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a safe bet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, all five of you women.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Have I slept with you? If nobody likes you. I'm very good. I'm very tender.
Oh, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And to the guys. Hey,
alright. If you've slept with those five... Not a problem.
And if you've got any hot female friends who are single, my number is 07547.
I once actually gave my telephone number out on radio and got like 3 or 4 phone calls. Oh no, it was someone else's radio show about. It was a Kiranon thing. And I just said, right, call. And I got a call straight away from some really creepy woman.
Serious?
Yeah, yeah. I never changed my phone number after that. I've not actually had that many creepy things since.
He's probably one of the 10 listeners.
Probably one of the 10 listeners.
Only one who made it this far.
077-383-9910. That's Tim from Mr. Shiraz. 077-383-9910. The only phone number I know off by heart.
Wow.
It's his, because I think when I'm in trouble, that's the person I'll phone.
It's the person I call.
Yeah. You're like, Mr. Shirley, and then you phone him, he's like, I'm at work, and I'm just like...
Not much of a saving grace, then.
No, I was like, dude, I'm your friend. I give you this opportunity to be a kind of rock star, to live in my shadow. Shirley, yeah. Answer my call.
What you should do as a front man.
Yeah. Worship me. I made you.
My guitarist, who definitely will not be listening to this because he's too cynical, will definitely agree with that.
And doesn't even get to have his name said.
Yeah.
And don't say it.
No way. I'm not validating that.
Never. Our drummer.
Yeah.
Just a drummer.
Oh, wait, sorry, no. Not our. It would be my.
My drummer, yeah.
My
no, it was a royal hour.
We believe.
I was talking to Kerry about drummers today, and he was saying, like, went to see No Doubt a few years ago and got backstage. Like, everyone was nice, apart from the drummer.
Really? The drummer
was really arrogant.
But drummers are just meant to be stupid.
Yeah, well, my thing was he should have just shouted, "Dude, nobody actually cares about you. You're proper replacement. It's when the people he can see.
It's the chick, yeah.
Nobody even knows your name. I guess your mum has to guess. Now at gigs I'm going to shout that at drummers.
At drummers. Yeah, we just replaced ours with a laptop.
The ultimate insult.
Yeah.
He's now more machine than man.
Could have changed it to an iPad soon enough at this rate.
You think the laptop will be really upset?
It's looking pretty angry at us right now, just talking about it.
Old crashes, it starts melting.
And there goes our podcast. It's like, oh, sorry.
Damn it. Goddamn. All right, show tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I've got band practice, so I'm going to have to do it late, which means I don't know.
Just you?
Probably.
And then Carl Baird.
Carl Baird on
Thursday.
Friday, I've got someone else. I can't remember who. I'm going to try and get Stephen Sills and Becky Kuczynski.
Ah, yes.
Thunderbug.
Yeah. Lovely people.
Steve's the guy that did that painting there. He did all the Pokemon-inspired ones.
That's a good painting.
I also need to commission him to do my next album.
We were getting cast through ours.
Yeah,
we can hear his podcast in 2 days' time.
So yeah, I'll try and get those on. I've got a massive list. I mean, it's literally
Rhiannon S.
You might not know her.
Is that Rhiannon Shepherd?
Yes. Hey there. I'm pretty sure she.
Unless you're one of the five who's listening.
I don't think she doesn't listen as well.
Oh, that's really embarrassing.
Yeah, we're not being sexist at all.
No, I wasn't being sexist. Yeah, she's a very attractive lady. Yeah,
she's rocking it. I gave her that.
Yeah, totally. Who else? Has she already been in?
No. I don't know. No.
Only John Salim, I know him.
He's not doing it, that's why he's got a cross next to
him. Why is he pulled out?
He really doesn't like the idea of his voice being on the internet.
Really, I really like the idea.
He's like, if it was by text, fine, but it's not, so it's not happening.
Peter Gray.
Yeah, I just want to hear him complain about everybody, because that's all he does.
Yeah, I can tell you a great story about Peter Gray. He was DJing last Thursday, and I kept on giving him drinks, really strong ones.
As you do.
And he got annihilated. I went to see him at one point, and his eyes were completely glazed over. Just made me laugh. Then he played Sweetness by Jimmy Eat World. Oh, fantastic song.
Yeah, very much.
Then he played another song. And then he played Sweetness by Jimmy Eat World again.
I was there, I remember that. I was like, awesome, you're playing loads of Jimmy.
And then he went really quiet. And I went up and he fell asleep.
I forgot to see that.
Until I was in like a taxi and he was like, Yeah, that was funny. Man.
That was last Thursday, I think.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Who's... Asa Kalo is every part of him.
You'll know him from Vox. He's got a great moustache and really curly hair. Works with us here.
What are you going to talk to him about?
He runs a thing called Mad Lab over in Manchester. He's the guy that I actually did one with, which was day 9.
That you didn't press the record.
Didn't press the record button, yeah. So next time he's in the office, I'm going to redo it.
Have you got a dog coming in?
I got a friend called Dog Fan.
That's a great name. Is that a real name?
No.
Stuart Nolan, is that the magician?
He's genius, right? Literally anything he wants to talk about, I don't give a shit.
That'd be wicked.
I'm just going to be here to make sure that he keeps talking.
And some magic.
Yeah.
David. So who's Stephen S?
That's Stephen Sills, the one I mentioned earlier. Yeah. Becky Brzezinski.
Yes.
I just put them in the same category.
Hank,
look at him with his little tick as well.
Being Dutch and food.
Yeah. And what it really turned into was him whining about girls.
And your sister's in talking about Tool Academy.
Yeah.
And they won that.
25k. Amazing.
Didn't give me anything. I watched that show.
I know. We watched it in the parish.
Yeah, that was funny because he was like proper watching it, like he didn't know what was going to happen. It's like, dude, you're on it.
Yeah, but he really didn't know what was going to happen.
No, but the thing is, you know when he got through?
Yeah.
And he kind of went, yeah! He's like, why did you think you were going to get through that? That was awesome. Like, woo! Yeah, got it!
That love that guy.
Yeah, it's funny. I took a photo of him.
Oh, ting.
Yeah, I was like, chicky.
I want to get Pete Rotul. I think he might be on Friday.
Pete Rotul is a wonderful man.
Yeah.
A genius.
Looking forward to talking
Fresh about. Kids, bro.
Fresh Kids?
He does Fresh Kids.
What's Fresh Kids?
It's they did the Akil you came up with last week, but they didn't do anything. Fresh
Kids. Oh, God, is that his branding?
With Ollie Smith.
Yeah, definitely. He's very talented. He did work for
Doritos.
Yeah, he did work for quite a few big companies.
Guitar Hero.
Yeah, Guitar Hero. It's incredible.
Me. I've had to do something.
He did quite a few things. T-shirts and stuff.
Yeah. And I got him to draw me a picture of a woman in a bikini with a machine gun riding a tiger just because I wanted one.
Oh, yeah.
And he did it to me. It's great. I've got it on my computer now.
Right, I'm cutting it because it's going to end up being an hour long at this rate.
Cool.
I bet no one. I hope someone's going to be listening to it, just like in the background, thinking, "Oh, look at them two having their conversation."
If you've done all this podcast, well done.
Yeah, you get
you're probably a little bit more stupid now.
Your prize is if you tell me that you actually listened to the entire podcast, and you can tell me that Mikey sucks, then I'll give you a Marmite. You're not allowed to do that here.
Slightly used.
Slightly, very, very used.
I don't even want it.
Yes.
So the only person so far that will have listened to all of it doesn't want the prize anyway, so we're doing pretty well. Right. That was Mikey Shiraz.
Peace.
Peace. Ciao.
Peace.